Welcome to Talks at the Cross,
the official podcast of the Crosspoint Church.
You're probably wondering who I am and how we come to you live in this quaint studio. I'm Aaron Simano. I'm Bishop's youngest son. I'm also the lead producer on this podcast. I just wanted to take a moment to talk to you about the new format we're going to be having going forward. I want to thank you for all your support for our 39 episodes that we had and all the views and all the shares, the likes, the reposts. We can't thank you enough for that and all your prayers. And I know, you know, we've had a little leave of absence. We've been gone for a minute and, you know, we had some technical difficulties, exactly where I'm talking right there. And we wanted to redo the format and we wanted to make it more conversational. Talks at the Cross was made to have conversations about religion, conversations about faith. I always wanted to pick, you know, my father's brain, but also a bishop's brain on certain topics that sometimes we may not feel that, you know, we can approach a religious figure or they feel like they're untouchable. We're not as devout. We're not as holier than thou, but they're not like that. And I feel like, yes, you know, he's my father, but we're going to be objective in this. We're going to be real. We're going to be down to home. We might laugh. We might cry. We might curse. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be real. We're real. Like my dad said, we're real. What you see is what you get. And I'm not going to try to call him dad. You know, I'm going to address him as Bishop Simano or, you know, Pastor Simano. And this is going to be a joint effort. This is going to be more conversational. This is something that, you know, I think the world needed. You know, Bishop Simano can get deep. Some of those nuggets that he gives of wisdom, they may go over your heads. They may be too profound. I know it's hard to go, like you said, 30 minutes and go college level lecture and theology, eschatology. You know, we talk about demons, ghost busting. We talk about his past. We talk about all this. It's hard. And I just want to, you know, I want to break it down. I want to get back to our roots, you know, our Pentecostals. My dad said apostolic roots, all that, where we just talked. I mean, I remember a lot of our fellowship growing up, you know, my grandfather, my dad, all of them was just conversation, you know, at the table, you know, drinking coffee, eating food, just down home stuff. And without further ado, I'm gonna let my father take it away, Bishop Simano.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate this opportunity to be able to start this new format with Talks at the Cross. As Aaron was saying, and we appreciate him for producing and being the lead producer. And we also want to thank again all our supporters and those who have liked and shared and those who have financially contributed. We appreciate that. Thank you for that. And may God continue to bless you. And I think Aaron is hitting right on the nail. We want to talk to the cross as it was developed and it was put in his heart by God and the family, the Crosspoint Church, and my family as a missionary family, and my son, and all the family. We decided that this assignment was given with a purpose. And I believe that this purpose, as Aaron was saying, is to reach people that are down to earth, the human element. Not, you know, we become too religious, too fanatic sometimes that we can't reach people.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Aaron, if that's the main goal, but I think we want to reach people. We want to be real, transparent, that people see that just because we have faith in God doesn't mean we're not real.
Exactly. I mean, I think a lot of people get to the fact that, oh, you know, those people are hallelujahs or they're holier than thou. When in fact, we're real, like you said, and what you see is what you get. And yeah, God put this in my heart a while ago, and I wanted it to be real. I wanted it to be conversational. I wanted people, you know, feel comfortable, you know, playing in your car, you know, playing before. And it's going to be real. And we're going to ask questions that, you know, people always wanted to know. We're going to pick brains. We're going to show you perspectives, you know, what it's like to be a PK, what it's not like to be a PK, you know, our testimonies, our similar testimonies, what we have. And I think people would be refreshed to find out, you know, you weren't always a pastor. You weren't always a bishop. And, you know, we don't talk about it a lot. And we're going to be respectable. We're not, you know, glorifying the past, as my dad said. We're not glorifying all that bad stuff. But people connect to what is real. And when they see that, you know, you have a past and God forgives, God uses the broken and he uses those that have a past. And I think that's wisdom. And how can you preach wisdom if you haven't gone through anything? And that's what I just want to show with this. And I appreciate this is going to be a family affair. You're not going to always see me in front of the camera. Bishop's a staple. You know, he's going to be here. You might see my brother Gilbert. You might see my sister-in-law Paula. You might see my sister Adriana. You might see my nephews. And I have three nephews, Ben, Gilbert IV, Izzy. We call him, his real name's Israel. You know, my mother, Pastora Carmen. You know, we're here to show you that you can be real and you can love Jesus. And It doesn't have to be uniform. It doesn't have to be, oh, you got to wear a white shirt, red tie, black pants. It doesn't have to be all that. We're trying to change the norm. We're trying to change the narrative. We're not trying to judge. We're not trying to condemn. I remember you always said that. How can you preach God is love and then the church is preaching condemnation? But that's just one of the topics we're going to get into. And I know people are going to be fresh to hear that. And I want to make it clear. I'm not a bishop. I'm not a minister. I was never ordained. I never done that. I'm an average Joe just like you. Yes, I grew up in the church. I may have a little bit of background, but I can't quote scripture. I can't, you know, cast out demons or ghostbusters or all that. And we're going to get into that. And that's all interesting. That's what we grew up in. And we're going to do this to glorify God's name. That's all we're doing this for. We're not doing this for profit. We're not doing this for clout, all that. We're doing this for the name of Jesus. And like my dad said, if one soul is saved, we did our job. And I just want to thank you guys for bearing with us on this journey, coming along with us on this ride. And I love you all. I thank you all for your support. And continue to pray for us. Continue to pray for the Cross One Church, for, you know, the Samano family and all of us. You know, we have family in California. We have family in the East Coast and Boston. We have family in Italy, all over. You know, it's crazy once you realize, you know, how God brings us all together and touches us all so much. And I don't know what else to say. That I'm excited. I'm pumped up, man. You know,
I think that one of the greatest things that we can say, it's a small world, believe it or not. And I think Aaron is saying being real. And I think being real means, like I say, the good, the bad, the ugly, and also the unspoken. There's a lot of people that, you know, after being doing this all over the world and being a missionary following, we have realized that there is a lot of hypocrites. There's a lot of actors out there. There's a lot of facades. And it's sad to say that, you know, we become so judgmental and so pharisaical that sometimes, you know, we don't reach people because we turn them off. And right away we condemn them, we judge them. There's a lot of people who don't understand. And like I say, we're being transparent and we're opening up our hearts. And we're going to be talking about some topics that are very profound and real. And I think, you know, one of the things that I appreciate, this is being recorded. It's going to be here for years. You're going to be able to go back to it and listen to it. Reality, you know, it's going to be a reality check for some of you, especially like Aaron said, the PKs. And, you know, we'll talk about that. We'll spend a session on that. But that is a profound topic. You know, so many preachers kid as I was, and he talked about my past. You know, people don't understand how a PK feels to see his father preach. And him be treated like he's not a normal kid, or he can't be a normal kid. He can't have ups and downs. But now, even as you grow into your teenage and adolescent years, and, you know, there's so many PKs that are lost out there because nobody understood their feelings. They were judged, they were criticized, they were put down, maybe because they didn't understand the calling that their parents had. And we're going to be talking about that. One of the other things is the identity crisis that it's created. And a lot of times, you know, we sit here, we stereotype people. You know, we want them, like Aaron said, to wear a white shirt, a tie. We want them to go, you know.
It's not like that anymore. I mean, times have changed. And, you know, we're, with all due respect, we're not belittling anybody. We're not belittling the old way, but this new way. But thank you. And I think we're going to end with a prayer, Dad, and just let us go. And thank you guys for support. I love you. God bless.
And look forward to our next episode. We're going to be trying to transmit it every Monday. And, you know, we just thank you. So we're going to say a prayer. Like I say, till next time, remember the Talks at the Cross, the official podcast of the Cross One Church. And let us all pray right now. Dear God, we want to thank you for this opportunity as we unite with Aaron with this vision to be able to have this new format. We ask God that those who are listening to this podcast and be edified and be reached through your love, through your word, and most of all, through your Holy Spirit, God. There'll be somebody that needs healing, be healed. Be somebody that every heart that is struggling with something, God, that be hearts be refreshed, be touched, minds be touched, hearts be touched, relationships be mended. And God, most of all, God, we want to just give you the glory, as Aaron was saying. We do this for your honor and your glory. We thank you for, God, giving us these years of blessing to be able to work for your kingdom. As a family, as a missionary family, we do not regret what we've been able to do. We thank you, God. We accept everything that you have blessed us with. And God, at the same time, we understand the enemy has tried to destroy us many times. But we thank you for your grace, your love, and your mercy. We ask, God, now that Talks at the Cross and this new format and reach a different level of people that are out there hungry, hungry for and needy for a touch, a refreshing, a restoration of their relationship with you, God. Bring back to your fold those who are lost, the prodigals, you know, the millennials, the new generation, the Generation X, Generation Z, those new millennials, the new generations that are struggling because they don't understand that you love them just as they are. With all the technology, that's nothing new to you, God. You made the heavens and earth. We thank you, Lord, and we ask you to bless the talks at the cross, and we thank you for giving us the opportunity to use this platform to give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Till next time.